Hello, you are tuned into another edition of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on this program each week, I find and feature themes relating to Appalachian culture and folk life, and then play songs and feature stories all about our topic of choice. Today, we are featuring a variety of stories about tunnels, starting with the story of the Sensibaugh Tunnel, which is right over in Kingsport, allegedly one of the most haunted tunnels in America. I'll also be checking out the story of the Bee Rock Troll. Back in the days of the railroad, sightings of this small, grotesque creature were often seen in the tunnel that cut through rock formations between the towns of Appalachia and Big Stone Gap, Virginia. I'll also be featuring a few more stories about some creepy tunnels, including a reading of the tale Broad Tree Tunnel from the book The Telltale Lilac Bush by Ruth Ann Music, which is one of my favorite regional resources of short stories and folk tales. All right, so we're going to be dealing with some tunnel vision today here on the program. First up, let's kick things off with The Tunnel of Love from Doris Day.
We're in the tunnel, the tunnel, the tunnel. We're in the tunnel, the tunnel, the tunnel.
With you in the tunnel of love. Have a lip.
We're in the tunnel.
We'll kiss.
The tunnel, the tunnel.
Have a love.
We're in the tunnel.
We'll
the
give
tunnel, the tunnel.
To you in the tunnel of love. Have a heart.
We're in the tunnel.
We'll break.
The tunnel.
Whether you love me or not, 'cause if you do, then I'll give you everything I've got. Have lips, we'll kiss. Have love, we'll share with you.
Doris Day there and Tunnel of Love. Okay, so we are talking about tunnels here on today's program. What lies in them? What could be in there? It can be pretty scary if you ask me. I think tunnels are pretty scary. Now, I love going through a tunnel on a road trip, holding your breath until you get to the end as a kid, and that was pretty fun, you know, as a kid. And now it can even be fun. But there's something about how dark and creepy they are that just really throws me off, personally. So I grew up in rural West Virginia. And in Wheeling, West Virginia, near where I grew up, there's this old tunnel that is now part of a local walking trail. And let me tell you, I walked through that thing pretty recently. And I believe it's called the Chaplain Hill Tunnel. Never again. It almost curves a bit when you walk through it, and it's just pretty terrifying when you're out there alone on a trail, and you go through this, like, formation cut from a rock, this tunnel. So it's really no wonder that so many spooky stories come out of these tunnels. So a lot of tunnels were used as railroad tracks were laid down And of course, over time, many of them in rural places and other areas have become abandoned. And of course, with abandoned places can come some pretty scary stories. There is just one of these creepy tunnels here in the Tri-Cities, the Sensenball Tunnel, or as one YouTuber I watched called it, the most haunted tunnel known to mankind, according to Google. Also, according to the internet, kingsport.gov, the Sensenball Tunnel is a nationally recognized urban legend from Kingsport, Tennessee, and there are three different tales of everyone's favorite creepy tunnel here in the Tri-Cities. So first up, a little backstory. Again, according to kingsporttennessee.gov, the Sensenball Tunnel was built in the 1920s and was named for the man that owned the land, Edward Sensenball. In one version of this legend, Edward let a man stay in his home as an act of charity, but the man eventually tried to steal jewelry and he was confronted by Edward with a gun. The thief grabbed the baby, his baby daughter, as a shield and ran out of the house and drowned the baby in the tunnel. Terrifying. In a second version of the legend of the Sensenball Tunnel, Edward himself went mad and killed his entire family and threw their bodies in this tunnel. Now, the third version of the legend of the Sensenball Tunnel, many claim that this is the most accurate and most likely. I tend to agree as well. Edward Sensenball eventually lived to an old age. He didn't die, and none of his children died as babies. He didn't murder his family. But by the time he grew old, people had taken the tunnel to use as their playground for fun. Of course, Edward Sensenball wasn't happy about it. So he would hide at one end of the tunnel and scream and scare off anyone that was lingering around or hiding or checking around the tunnel. Then eventually the legend of the tunnel being haunted got started. I think that one's probably the most believable out of these three stories. Of course, the first two, again, three different versions of the same legend of why this place is haunted. The first two there are, of course, pretty shocking and scary. But of course, that's what happens whenever we're talking about legends and stories and how they get started. So I think it's pretty likely that an old man who owned this tunnel was just scaring people just to tell them to get off of his land. So there's also one more legend about this tunnel. If you switch off your car engine in the middle of the night, it won't switch back on if you are in the tunnel. Some say that you can hear a baby's cry or footsteps. Some even claim that they've seen a shadow of a person in their back seat, which kind of goes back to the classic old story of the woman in white. If you don't know about that story, I'm pretty sure we've talked about it on the show, and it's a very popular folktale about picking up a lone woman out when you're traveling, and when you bring her home, she's gone. So, classic folktale there. So, we are talking about tunnels today here on Mountain Song and Story, and we're going to be talking about them throughout today's show. That's our theme today, and please stick around and stay tuned because I've got some more stories to tell you, including the story of the Bee Rock Troll, a very scary, I think I've seen some pictures. He seems almost kind of likable, though. He's a tunnel-dwelling creature. We're going to learn more about him here later on this hour, but first, some music. Here now is There's a Light at the End of the Tunnel from Keith Whitley.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a chance that it ain't gonna rain. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And for once, it ain't a fast-moving train. All these lights in my face tell a story. Though I've never been one to complain. It's a road map of hard luck and glory. And some places I won't see again. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a chance that it ain't gonna rain. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And for once, it ain't a fast-moving train. I've been sheltered and shattered and shaken by lessons that life's made me learn. There were choices and chances worth taking, and some bridges I hated to burn. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a chance that it ain't gonna rain. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And for once, it ain't a fast-moving train.
Funnel of Love, their rockabilly song from Wanda Jackson. And before that, Keith Whitley with There's a Light at the End of the Tunnel. We're talking about tunnels here and weird stories about them here on Mountain Song and Story. I know that last song was called Funnel of Love, but funnel rhymes with tunnel, and I could not find an entire hour's worth of songs about tunnels. I got pretty close, but funnel, tunnel, hey, what the heck. Sometimes it's a challenge every week, a personal challenge for me, rather, to find songs just entirely on one topic. If we're talking about birds, I'm going to play an entire show's set list worth of songs only about birds. Today, we're talking about tunnels, which brings us to the story of the Bee Rock Troll. This is a local folklore legend, which I think is great. Sometimes I get a little beyond Appalachia here when I talk about certain folk tales and folklore of this region. Of course, a lot of things have so many connections. There are so many connections all across the world when we're talking about folk tales, and a lot of folk tales have different versions and different cultures throughout history. So yeah, but we're keeping things local today, and we're talking about the Bee Rock Troll. So trolls originated in Norse mythology and folklore, and they're creatures of Nordic legends. I actually did a whole show on trolls with our curator here at the Birthplace of Country Music Museum, Dr. Renee Rogers, back in 2019, which was a lot of fun. So you can go check out that program. We might have to do a replay of that just so you can check it out again, because it was a lot of fun to do that. But we did a whole show on trolls. But yeah, they originated from Nordic and Norse mythology. And trolls, you know, they're pretty much associated with being a little notorious, sometimes evil. They're always associated with magic. You know, you hear these things like, the trolls took my socks, or they took whatever, and I can't find it. It must have been the troll. Sometimes trolls dwell in caves, which is exactly where the Bee Rock Troll likes to hang out. So like I mentioned a little bit earlier before our song break, a lot of tunnels were formed because companies, coal companies, railroads, they would have their railroads be cut through mountains. And so we've got to make a tunnel through this certain mountain right here to get the coal through. So the Louisville and Nashville Railroad Company made a decision to cut through rock formations between Appalachia, Virginia, and Big Stone Gap, Virginia, creating the Bee Rock Tunnel and the Callahan Tunnel. And this was in around the late 1800s, and this is when we first hear some stories about the Bee Rock Troll. According to locals up in this area, they say that during this time, whenever local people were here working on the tunnel, whether that was people, laborers, train personnel, different people had made reports saying that they had seen a small creature inhabiting the woods and the cave between Appalachia and Big Stone Gap. Well, the story pretty much spread really quickly, and more sightings were seen, but just fleeting glimpses, you know, that's always what it is. It's never a clear picture of Bigfoot, right? It's always, I saw him. But apparently the Bee Rock Troll is described as being very short, stocky, and very ugly, which I think is very rude. You didn't even get a good look at him. There are other reports where the creature would say things at night saying, come help me, please come help me. So that's also concerning. Don't know if it was really a troll. But nevertheless, the legend says that most people, the workers, men working in this area, were too afraid to go into the woods or the tunnels to check it out. Rightfully so. Can't really blame them. Also, back in 1958, a family, the Lunsford family, lived really close to Bee Rock, and they would report hearing someone or something near the woods, near the tunnel. They even reported seeing something with a really extremely grotesque, quote-unquote, face peering through the windows of their home. But, again, they were never actually able to see anything more than a fleeting glimpse of the creature. So there you go. There's a little bit about the legend and mystery of the Bee Rock Troll up around Bee Rock Tunnel near Appalachia, Virginia, and Big Stone Gap. If you're interested, go check it out to learn more. You can also check out the Mountain Song and Story program blog page after today's program. I'll have some links and resources so you can go learn more if you want to learn more about the legend of the Bee Rock Troll. I believe it's also near the Powell River Trail. I've also wanted to add to this that they've also installed recently a small troll statue. And so it's really kind of delightful, I've got to say. I know that we just talked about how grotesque and scary looking this creature was, but the statue they've created itself is kind of adorable. So I'll also have a picture of that on the Mountain Song and Story blog page to check out as well, so you can see for yourself. All right, so we're going to keep on rolling along here on today's program. We've got some songs now lined up for you. We're talking about the Bee Rock Troll. I know it's a bit of a stretch, but we're going to play some bee songs for you in honor of this troll.
My love is deeper than the world's deepest sea. My love is stronger than the mightiest tree. My love is real, my love is true. Darling, you know that's the love I have for you. Well, love me, honeydew. Squeeze me tight, hug me, honey, with all of your might. Love me, honey, do. Your love is warmer than a bright, shiny day. It makes me tingle and I like it that way. Your love is sweet, sweet as can be. Darling, be safe, that your love is all for me. Wait,
Mama Glenn sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by a sweet honeybee. Oh, what a feeling come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, the loot of my heart. Well, I was stung, dead, I'm not. I got stung. Yeah, yeah. She had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain, got stung all over. But I feel no pain, I'm not. I got stung. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased to be met, 'cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck, and I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I live through 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I be buzzing around your hive every day at five, and I'm never gonna leave one side of the ride, 'cause I'm not. I got stung. Yeah, and I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met, 'cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck, and I break out in a cold, cold sweat. But if I lick the poop 102, I won't let nobody see me but you. I'm buzzing around your hive every day at five, but I'm never gonna leave once I arrive, 'cause I'm not. I got stuff. Oh, yeah.
Sail on, sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. You gonna keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. Sail on, sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. Sail on. I don't mind you sailing, but please don't sail so long. All right, little honeybee. I hear a lot of buzzing, sound like my little honeybee. She's been all around the world making honey, but now she is coming back home to me.
All right, Honey Bee from Muddy Waters, I Got Stung, Elvis Presley, Big Mama Thornton with Big Mama's Bumblebee Blues, and Love, Love, Love Me Honeydew from Patsy Cline. If you're seeing a theme, you are right, it is honeybees. In honor of our story we heard before those songs, the Bee Rock Troll. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Mountain Song and Story here on Radio Bristol. We're talking all about tunnels today here on the program. Folklore stories about tunnels, about what's in tunnels, and more. All right, folks, it's time once again for one of my favorite parts of the program, the story segment. I love to find and feature different readings of folk tales connected to our theme. And today I've got a short story called The Broad Tree Tunnel from the book The Telltale Lilac Bush and Other West Virginia Ghost Stories by Ruth Ann Music. I really love this collection of short stories and folk tales. I often reference it a good bit here on this show, and today is no exception. Here we go. The Broad Tree Tunnel, from The Telltale Lilac Bush, by Ruth Ann Music. During the construction of the Broad Tree Tunnel, there were many a great deaths due to accidents. A lot of men were killed by trains. Also, a cholera plague took the lives of many laborers and their families. A cemetery was made on top of the tunnel, and all the victims were buried there. Billy Hogan was a section boss of one of the crews that worked on the tunnel. He was Irish and witty and a great character, according to report, always playing pranks on men and his crew. But Billy was killed the day the tunnel was finished by the first train to go through it, and his body was buried in the cemetery on top of the hill. After Billy's death, one of his good friends, an old Irishman named Packy Hendrick, got the job of track walking and also of taking care of the tunnel during the day. It was not long until Packy began telling tales of Billy being with him all day while he worked. He entertained all the country around with his tales. He said he could always tell when Billy was in a bad mood. His fire would go out, his tools would be scattered about, bricks would fall from the tunnel roof, spikes would not go into the ties straight, nothing would go quite right. When Billy was in good humor, everything would go fine. He said that when he was walking the track, Billy would whisper to him and show him where there were faulty places in the ties or rails. He would share his lunch with Billy. Other men going into the tunnel to work would occasionally find these bits of food that Packy had left for his friend. Some of the train men hated to go through the tunnel at night. They claimed they would see a light at the opening that vanished when they approached. Whether this was Billy or not, no one would ever know for sure. After Packy died, few people told the stories about Billy Hogan anymore.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again.
train, train coming down, down the line. Train, train coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all mine, she's my all mine. Train, train coming round, round the bend, round the bend. Train, train coming round, round the bend, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again, never will again.
City, and it made me think about my old hometown. My father and his father and the kinfolk after work. The afternoon sun was going down. Cold train, won't you take me with you down the track? Cold train, before all these memories fade to black. I saw a coal train rolling slowly through the city, and it made me realize how far I've come. The loved ones that I've lost and the way of life I miss, they're in the town where I come from. Slowly through the city, like something from another place and time. Nobody saw me stand and shed a tear for those old mountains of mine.
Around 1915, there used to be a long chain hanging down over the Baltimore and Ohio track at the depot in Fairmont to signal the engineer when to slow down. The chain would hit some part of the train and the noise would signal the engineer. One evening, about dusk, one of the trainmen was on top of one of the cars. He wasn't paying attention to what was ahead and he didn't see the chain hanging over the track. The chain hit him just over the shoulders and wrapped around his neck. It snapped his head off, and he fell to the ground. The train went on because nobody at the time knew what had happened. Later, when they learned about the accident, the railroad officials removed the chain. People who would be walking the track about dusk where the chain had hung would see a lantern ahead. The closer they got to the lantern, the better they could see a figure of a man. And sure enough, the man didn't have a head. And as they got closer, they could see the headless man cross the track and then disappear. Joe Bohr didn't believe in such things, so he decided to see for himself. But one night, as he walked down the track, he saw the lantern, and then he saw the headless man. Everyone thought this was the trainman looking for his missing head. Train on the Island there from Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard. I had time to throw another quick story in there called The Headless Man, another train story there. And before that story, Irene Kelly with Coltrane and Mystery Train by Elvis. Okay, folks, we got time for a few more tunes here this hour here on the program. We've been talking about tunnels here on today's show, and because of one of the stories we featured called The Bee Rock Troll, I got some rock music here for you. Rock music. Here's Rocky Island by Ralph Stanley.
Candy, darn, sweet little lighter cane. rockabye boogie is the latest way to rock your baby to sleep. The rockabye boogie is guaranteed to put your baby to sleep. But I won't do a thing unless you sing the rockabye boogie with a beat. Rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, 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 rockabye boogie, rockabye. Rockabye baby, oh rockabye baby, sleep in a big tree top. When the wind begins to blow, and baby's gonna rock and rock. When the limb breaks, the cradle will fall, and baby's gonna blow his top. Rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, 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 rockabye boogie, rockabye. Big broken shoe. She had so doggone many kids, she didn't know what to do. Well, come on, baby, go to sleep and shut those eyes of blue. Rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, 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 rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye.
Across the Rocky Mountain, I walk for miles and miles. Across the Rocky Mountain, I walk for miles and miles. Say, I'll never forget my mother's look. God bless her sweetly smile. Farmer who lived in the neighborhood by. He had a lonely daughter on her cast eye. She was both tall and handsome, blue eyes and curly hair. Say, there's no other girl in this wide world but her I could compare. She courted by two squires, so well they did agree. She's courted by two squires, so well they did agree. She's courted by two squires, so well they did agree. Spared to none but Jack the sailor, who's crossed the deep blue sea. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy to face the cannonball. Not too rosy, nor fingers not too small.
My cheeks are not too rosy, Norfolk's not too small. My cheeks are not too rosy. Norfolk's not too small. No, it would not change my conscience to see 10,000 fall. She went walking through the battlefield, a searching up and down. She walked into the battlefield, a searching up and down. Saw among the dead and wounded her darling Jack she found. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to the town. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to the town. She took him to the doctor for to quickly heal the wound.
Bruce Molsky with Rocky Mountain there, the Davis Sisters, Rockabye Boogie, and Rocky Island, Ralph Stanley. Had to get some rock songs in there, some really good rock songs, since we are talking about tunnels today here on our show, to stay in touch with our theme. All right. All right, folks, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can catch this program, Mountain Song and Story, every Thursday at 4 o'clock, right here each and every week on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past programs if you visit the Mountain Song and Story program blog page on over at listenradiobristol.org, listenradiobristol.org. As always, I have today's playlist and all the materials from today's show up there. So go check it out if you want to learn more about haunted tunnels, the B-Rock Troll, and more of the folk tales we talked about today. Folks, once again, my name is Toni Doman. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I will catch you right here next week.
We're in the